You're there in Luke chapter 2. For just a few moments as we gather tonight here on this Christmas Eve, I want us to take time to reflect. I want us to take time to remember the greatest story ever told, of course, that being the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want us to just for a few moments reflect on the significance of what we just read here in these 20 verses of this, really, for lack of a better phrase, this miraculous event that we have for us here in Scripture. I'd invite you to notice there, if you would, specifically, verses 10 and 11. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, "And the angels said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Tonight we gather here in this church in softer light than usual. In a few moments we'll enjoy the lighting of the candles and take a moment to worship Him just by the light of the candles fully, as we'll turn off all the lights. But I hope that as we do so and as we gather tonight, that these things will help serve as a reminder, a gentle reminder, of the light that entered the world over 2,000 years ago. The birth of Jesus Christ on that night in Bethlehem, it was the beginning of God's great plan to offer salvation to all people. And it's the reason that we can come together tonight here on a Christmas Eve. And a pastor friend of mine, he posted on Facebook, he said, "Going into Walmart on December 24th, if I don't make it, tell my family I love them." And if you've had to go into Walmart today or to Tops today or run any errands to any stores today, I'm sure you probably maybe felt the same way, because like, why on earth did I wait until the last minute to go in for this item or that item or whatever the case may be? But despite all the hustle and bustle and the busyness that comes along with the Christmas season, it's the birth of Jesus that we can come and celebrate this night, and we can do so with joy. We can do so with reverence. We talked about over the last couple Sunday mornings of how, you know, around this time of the year, that for some people it's not a happy time. It's not a joyous time. It's not a celebratory time. But for the Christian, it can be, despite the circumstances, because, and we looked at the thought that happiness depends on happenings. But joy is something that comes from the inside. Joy is something that comes from the heart. Joy is something that can only be given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in the midst of this dark, troubled world. And here in Luke chapter 2, the world was just as dark and troubled as it is today. And it was here in Luke chapter 2 that the angel appears to these humble shepherds, and he brings with him this message of good news. Notice again, verse number 10. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not." This was the angel's proclamation to these shepherds. Fear not. Now, how could the angel say this? Why did the angel say this? Because they truly had no reason to fear, because the Savior had come. The promised Messiah had come. You see, the angel didn't simply announce the birth of a baby. No, the angel made a declaration. The angel declared the arrival of hope. He declared the arrival of the hope of forgiveness, of the hope of restoration, of the hope of eternal life. You notice what he says there in verse number 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this right here, that one single solitary verse, that's the most profound truth of Christmas of all time. Because here we have Jesus, the Savior of the world, born to bring light into our darkness, born to heal our brokenness, born to offer us a way back to God where before there was no way back to God. He was now that way back to God. And this darkness of the sin and separation that separated us from God, it had reigned over humanity since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. But now, in the birth of Christ, God the Father provided a way for that darkness to be overcome. Jesus, the Son, came to bridge the gap between sinful man and holy God. He came to offer himself as the perfect sacrifice, to die on a cross for our sins, to be put in a tomb, and then 3 days later, rise again. And in doing so, he would conquer death once and for all. And this is the message of hope. This right here is the hope of salvation that we celebrate tonight. And so in a few moments, as we get ready to light our candles, we're reminded that Christ is the light of the world. He is the light in the darkness. Take your Bibles there, if you would, and go with me, if you would, to Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23. And perhaps one of the most well-known passages of Scripture, perhaps the most well-known of the Psalms, is a short psalm. But Psalm 23, notice it if you would. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And here's the key verse I want us to focus on in a moment. Verse number 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We're talking tonight about Christ being the light of the world. We're talking about him being this light in the darkness. And well, here in Psalm 23, it's talking about death. You say, what positivity could possibly come from death here in verse number 4? Well, it's simply this. The psalmist says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Well, if there's a shadow, that means there has to be something, doesn't it? There has to be light to be able to cast that shadow. I mean, you look around the sanctuary tonight. We have certain lights off and certain lights on. Those lights are casting a shadow in the sanctuary. Yes, it's dark and there's a shadow, but there's still light. And no matter what it is we go through, the circumstances, the trials, the tribulations, the heartaches, the sorrows of life, whatever it may be, we have the promise of God that he is the light. That in the midst of our darkness, if we know him on a personal level, then he is there with us each step of the way. He is there walking with us each step of the way. And His light is not just a physical glow. No. It's the radiance of grace and of forgiveness and of love that can transform our hearts, that can change our hearts, that can change our life. It's a light that, if we'll allow it to, it can dispel fear, it can heal wounds, it can give us a future that is filled with the hope of eternal life. And so tomorrow, you'll spend it with family, you perhaps open some gifts, maybe watch some football, some basketball, enjoy the day, enjoy a day off from work and from everything that goes along with it, but may we not forget the message of Christmas is one of profound hope. And that no matter how dark or difficult life may seem, the light of Jesus Christ will always shine brighter. Because in Him, there is always hope. In Him, there is always a new beginning. In Him, His love reaches to the deepest places of our hearts, offering us peace and joy that the world cannot begin to provide. You know, you've heard me often say it, and it's almost a joke. You know, growing up as a kid, you know, you get the newest toy, the latest and greatest, and usually by the end of the day on Christmas Day, you know, you're already bored with it. It only made you happy for a little time. It only made you joyous for a little time. Jesus provides a joy that never fades, that never leaves, that never goes away. And my invitation to you tonight is simply this. If you have not yet received this hope, if you have not yet received the invitation, well, the invitation is still open. Take your Bible or your hymn book there. And we're not going to sing this particular hymn, but I want you to look at the words. "271" there in your hymn book. "271. I've been going through and looking at old hymns recently and working on different Bible studies and sermons based on certain hymns. And this is one that has spoken to me recently. But this is the invitation, even at Christmas time. Hymn number 271, verse number 1. "I've wandered far away from God, now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod, Lord, I'm coming home. I've wasted many precious years, now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears, Lord, I'm coming home." Verse number 4. "My soul is sick, my heart is sore, now I'm coming home. My strength renew, my hope restore, Lord, I'm coming home." And then verse number 3, I save that for last for a reason. "I've tired of sin and straying, Lord, now I'm coming home. And here's the key. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home." In Him tonight, there's always hope. In Him tonight, we can always trust His love, believe His word. I want you to know tonight that invitation is still open. Jesus came for you to offer His forgiveness and to bring you into a relationship with the Father. And tonight, as we reflect on the miracle of Christ's birth, let us also reflect on the miracle of His salvation. Yes, tonight, truly, Jesus is the reason for the season. And because of that, we can have peace with God. We can have hope for the future. He came not only to be our Savior, but also to be our shepherd, guiding us through the trials of life and leading us to the eternal joy of His presence. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed tonight.